Onukuno fata, ikuto Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, morning, people of God. Shalom, morning, church. Please, I believe you are all doing well. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I thank God for your lives. By the special grace of God, myself and my family, we are doing well. Hallelujah. The Lord bless and favor you all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to welcome all of you to prayer emergency. And here we hear the voice of the Lord and we engage in prayer. Hallelujah. I believe that some of you who are on your way to work, some of you too just woke up, some of you too are at the workplace right now. This is a very sensitive time, even in the Bible and also in the spirit realm, that I want all of us to understand before we fire prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is exactly 9 a.m. And in fact, when you go into the scriptures, in the Bible, the 9 a.m. is normally known as the third hour. The third hour. And this is a whole teaching on its own, but then I will spend time and actually go into all that. But it is known as the third hour. In the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 25. Mark, chapter 15, verse 25. The Bible said, and it was in the third hour that they crucified him. It was in the third hour that they crucified him. Are you following? So Jesus was crucified on the cross on the third hour. And if you go into the biblical understanding of time, 7 a.m. is the first hour. 8 a.m. is the second hour. 9 a.m. is the third hour. As in, if you want to understand it chronologically. Now, the Bible said it was... Now, you see, one of the things we need to understand is that as Christians, we believe that everything is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? And this thing, it is not even only believers that at a point believe this. Some people blindly believe these things because I've already told you that when we talk about calculation of the dates, which we call BC and AD, you know, those of you who have gone much into history, BC is actually before Christ, and AD is Anno Domini. Anno Domini actually means in the Lord's dominion, or let me say, in the Lord's time. So it is actually speaking of the Lord, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So even the entire world, our dating system is actually revolving around one person known as the Lord Jesus Christ. And that makes it very, very, very spiritual. Are you following? The reason is because everything that surrounds the Lord Jesus Christ becomes a universal reality and a universal principle. So the 9 a.m., which is the third hour that Jesus was crucified, is not just something we should know in history and go away. No! It has a very strong spiritual connotation. Are you listening to me? And in fact, when Jesus was being crucified on the cross, something happened. And Paul was the one who was able to tell us by opening our eyes what Jesus actually did for us when he was crucified on the cross. And he said this in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. Paul said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. The Amplified says, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of legal demands which were in force against us and which were hostile to us, and this certificate he has set aside and completely removed by nailing it to the cross. People of God, this is what it means, that the very moment Jesus was being crucified on the cross, there was something he was doing for us also. He was carrying everything that was against us and he was nailing it to the cross. So whenever it is 9 a.m., it is actually spiritually a moment of nailing ungodly legal things against us to the cross. Are you following? And that is why the Lord has called us here this morning to lay hold on the revelation of God's word and to release a prayer that any ungodly thing, now you see, when you go into the scripture, the Bible made mention of legal demands. There are some of you listening to me right now, there is a certain legal demonic entity that is fighting against your life. And I've already told you, once we were dealing with the matter of priesthood, I told you that whenever a spirit wants to work with a man, he establishes what we call priesthood by first starting a covenant and building an altar. Every altar is a place of legality. Are you listening to me? It is a place of legality. There are some of you listening to me. Our forefathers actually used to serve idols. They built altars unto these idols and they offered sacrifices unto them. But they are dead and gone. And without our knowledge of the fact that they served certain idols, because that altar is a legal grounds, the fact that the priest is dead does not mean the spirit will not demand sacrifices. And for that reason, the spirit is demanding sacrifices from the lineage of the priest that is dead and gone. And these people do not even know what their forefathers did. So sometimes this spirit will just come by legal means, because your father was in connection with them, whether with your knowledge or without your knowledge. Because it is a legal grounds, we keep failing in the spirit realm. But this morning, by the power of the Holy Ghost, any legal stance that the spirit has against you, any legal stand that the demon has against you, any legal stands that the witch has against you, as we lift our voices in prayer, we nail it to the cross of Christ once again, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb, we blot it out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We kill every ungodly thing that is fighting against our lives through legal means. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you want to lift your voice in prayer. My Lord and my God. And please, I want you to fire prayer. Some of you are going through spiritual marriages that you know nothing about. It all started because you just appeared into a royal family. You were born by a certain king. You were born into a royal family, and that became the beginning of these issues of spiritual marriage. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord is going to set you free this morning as we are connecting to the hour, even the period when Jesus was crucified. We are crucifying every ungodly thing, every handwriting of ordinances against our lives. As we fire prayer, even on this third hour, we nail it to the cross and we declare we are free in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are lifting your voice in prayer. My Lord and my God, as I lift up my voice in prayer this morning, oh God, any legal attempt of the enemy against my destiny, any battle that I've been fighting without winning, all because they have a legal stance against me through the blood that was shed on the cross. Mighty Father, I command all those evil battles to come to an end, even through the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. You can call in and join us in prayer. You can call in and join us in prayer. We are just here for an hour. We are just here for an hour. So lift up your voice and fire prayer. At your workplace, let people fire prayer. Right now,
I'm gonna go get some more. Yeah. I'm ungodly pronouncements. Shows your mouth against your soundbeds, against your health, against your finances, against your children, against your bodies, against your family, as you acquire fire. We wash them out by the blood of Jesus.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That altar is catching fire. There are some of you listening to me, they have already declared and written it down that you will never be financially free. Every time you'll be borrowing money from people, and you will always be, and they want to drain you. There are many people all the time, it looks like you have a debt to pay. I stand on this godly exalted altar and I prophesy that ungodly chain is broken from your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. On this altar I prophesy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let God open doors. Let God open doors into your life. And I'm doing it for you right now. That death has been cancelled. Death has been cancelled. Death has been cancelled. Hey, at your bank, you are owing every month when you receive salary. This is that money from your account. And the left or the remaining one is too small. You need to take care of you and your family. I stand by the anointing of the Spirit, and I declare that your debts have been cancelled. Your debts have been cancelled. Your debts have been cancelled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you are here listening to me and you are going through issues of spiritual marriage, you sleep, somebody comes to sleep with you in a dream, and you keep getting frustrated, and this thing keeps destroying your chances in life. You, whatever somebody promises you, and the time is due for you to receive the fulfillment of the promise, something will come and sleep with you in a dream, and you lose the fulfillment. It has been happening to you for years. There are some of you, it's not even only you. You know your brothers and sisters are going through the same experience. I care by the anointing of the Spirit to declare to you, on the third hour, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross. Therefore, I prophesy, let every ungodly thing that is troubling your life be crucified. Let it be nailed to the cross in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let it be nailed to the cross. And the Bible said, he that is nailed to the cross is a cursed person. Therefore, I prophesy that ungodly condition you have been experiencing in your life is cursed in the name of Jesus. It is cursed. It will never bear fruit in your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now I mute the ungodly mouths that are speaking evil things against you. I mute those mouths right now. I mute them by the power of the Holy Ghost. I mute them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody that has said you will never conceive, anybody that has said you will never see peace in your life, anybody that has ever said you will never marry, anybody, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said, who said a thing and it cometh to pass when God decreed it not, I prophesy that tongue they used to speak that evil thing, let it be cut off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, as the priest of the Most High, the Bible said in the book of Numbers chapter 6, that as the priest, this is how you should pronounce blessings on God's people, that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord God cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. I stand as the priest of the Most High. I release blessings over your life. Your businesses will flourish in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That small business you have begun, that it looks like it is not going far, I pray for you that the oil of God's increase will come upon it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for the grace of multiplication over every good thing you have begun in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. May the Lord be of help to you. You are blessed. You are blessed. And by reason of the priestly blessings, if there is any curse hanging somewhere in your life, I command that curse is turning to blood, to blessings in the name of Jesus. That curse is turning to blessings. That curse is turning to blessings in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, when Balak wanted Balaam to curse the people of Israel, Balaam said, build me 7 altars. I will stand on these altars and curse the people of Israel. But the word of the Lord said, when he stood on those altars to begin the curse,
everything that came out of his mouth became a blessing. And because altars were already there, the altars enforced the blessings was given. I stand on this godly altar and I pronounce godly blessings upon you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. In your going out and your coming in, let blessings be with you. Let blessings be with you. Let blessings be with you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
There is something amazing that is about to happen. That people, they've already pronounced this in your family, you cannot marry. Some of you, they have said, even if you marry, you will divorce. It is a written document. It is a written ordinance. But thanks be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has blotted out all those evil writings. And now what he has written concerning your life, I enforce it as the priest and the prophet of the Most High for it to manifest in your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. There was a young man, he came to me, said, man of God, pray for me. I'm in trouble. I asked him what trouble. And he said, man of God, I got married to my wife and we were all living peacefully in Italy. One time I went to work. When I returned from work, I opened the door to my own house and I realized the house was empty. The woman has packed everything. She has taken all my money and everything and she left. And for 6 months, I didn't know her whereabouts. After 6 months, I was there when somebody called me and said, I've seen your wife in Ghana and she's driving a certain nice Mercedes Benz. The man did not say anything. So after 3 years, he decided to marry again. He came up, he gathered money again for 3 years. And he came to Ghana to marry a certain lady. When they got married, people of God, on the third day of their honeymoon, they were going for honeymoon for 1 week. On the third day, he woke up and the wife did not wake up again. Ah! Such a beautiful young lady was dead, just like that, dead. It was then that the guy called me, said, somebody gave me your contact. And when I began to look into the matter, I realized somebody stood on an altar naked and said, you, I will frustrate you. You will never find companionship in life. You will struggle and struggle alone. You will never marry. Now you see, innocent young lady got dead because of an altar that is speaking against another man. You see, sometimes if you are not spiritual, you can get connected to people and you face consequences of something you know nothing about. Are you listening to me? And all this while, this guy was just getting money. And people were even saying, Charlie, this guy, we want to be like you, want to be like you. And that's the only thing the world can see. Tokana, we are only looking at the flashy lifestyle of people and we don't know what is actually. You see, you see a very beautiful young lady with nice makeup looking so beautiful, but spiritual attacks have surrounded her. If you try to connect to her and marry her because she's beautiful, you will put yourself into a web of attacks and you will not know how to come out. Are you listening to me? But I pray for you this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, any ungodly saying, any evil writing, let me tell you, whenever the devil writes something concerning a man's life, it means he wants the thing to continue to happen for years. You get what I'm saying? It is called the handwriting of ordinances. Jesus said, lo, I come in the volumes of the book that is written of me to do thy will. Whenever something is written against you, it means they want you to act that script as an actor. And they manipulate and influence your ways so that what they have written is what you will experience in your life. But thanks be to God for the blood of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Listen, anybody that is standing in the way of God's written will concerning your life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command that person to fall down and die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And that evil writings against your childbirth, against your children, against your finances, against your traveling, against your academics, against your health, against any area of your life. Right now, by the blood of Jesus, I erase them all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and I nail them to the cross of Christ. You are free in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. God bless you, wonderful people of God. If you are going to work this morning, I bless you. You will come back home with a massive testimony. And if there is any evil the enemy has already programmed in your day, by the blood of Jesus, I exempt you. I exempt you. I exempt you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you are called into ministry, I pray for you that the fresh oil of God that lifts men into higher realms of supernatural experiences, that oil is coming upon you. Be lifted in your walk with God. You are blessed and highly favored in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless us and favor all of us in Jesus' precious mighty name. At exactly 12 noon, we are going to meet here for lunch prayer fire. So make sure you join us. The Lord bless you. May He honor you and open great doors for you. You are blessed and highly favored in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ranka osoro soro hene aye yi ka ni dida ye osu manasa pasase to mane.